Tony McAvoy would have had a grin on him like a cat coming out of a fish shop, I reckon, on Saturday at Flemington. Gee, he's got a nice horse here. And I think he might have been a little bit toey before the race too. Royal Symphony. Morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
You might be getting a bit excited about this bloke, I reckon, Royal Symphony, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we are. And I think we've probably got every right to be, Sean. This is, you don't often see your horse come through like this in the winter. And he's ticking a lot of boxes for us at the moment, that's for sure.
He's only lightly raced. He's only had the three runs. But everything he's just done so, well, it looks like so easily.
Yeah, he's learning his trade a little bit. Still got a little bit of work to do with his barriers to get him to jump a bit cleaner. He's sort of been a little bit slow away at three starts. But gee, he's got a great turn of foot. And he put the race to bed very quickly with his turn of foot. So we'll put him aside now, Sean, and see if he can come back and do it when the competition's a bit stronger.
Tony, I reckon that's the exciting thing about him. I mean, his first start at Flemington, he came from well back in the field, and he put him to sleep very easily, didn't he?
He did. They went along quite solidly that day, and we never expected him to be back last, but he was, and then he just rounded him up, and we went from thinking, gee, he's got a bit to do, to all of a sudden he's going to get there too soon. So that was super impressive. And then to come out and do it with the penalty there on Saturday was even more impressive for mine.
Well, for those who may not be totally aware of his full, he's only had the three runs. You ran him at Pakenham on the synthetic in a maiden. He won that and then stepped him up to the 1400 Flemington, then to Black Type, the Gibson Carmichael, basically. For a horse to do that, they can win a maiden, but then to go on and go bang straight to town and then go next level again, that's a really good effort.
Yeah, not many can do it, Sean. I've tried with a lot of horses over the time, but only very few can achieve it. And to achieve it with the authority that he has tells us that we're dealing with quite a special horse, I think.
Now, Dwayne Dunn rides him. His wife is a part owner. Did they buy him out of the paddock?
Yeah, Dwayne and Amanda, I think, found him in a paddock up at Wingrove Stud, I believe, and liked him and purchased him. And thankfully sat down with their ownership and decided for me to train him, which is great news.
Well, you also got another winner up there, a nice High Chaparral horse, Super Haze. You've been an honest horse.
Yeah, good horse, very solid. Last year, I thought he was very unlucky not to win the Lavazza at Flemington. Ran very, very well that day. And then he came back nicely, but he just sort of plateaued a little bit and lost his way. And I brought him back to Adelaide. And I thought his form was good enough here in Adelaide to go back and have a look at that race. And he absolutely loved Flemington. And the thing that I think we learned about him, Sean, is he likes to have galloping room, that horse. He's a big strider, and Flemington allows those horses to get into a nice gallop, and that's what he loved.
Now, Tony, you sort of tinkered with your working model, your training locations, etc., for a little while, and you often got to do that to get the right fit, and it looks like now what you've got is really working well.
Yes, it is, Sean. You know, I ventured to New South Wales and set up at Hawkesbury there, and then I got a stable in at Randwick, and I just... It didn't quite... with all the properties that I had, it was just a bit too much to achieve. And so I decided to come back home and go back to a model that works well, Adelaide and Melbourne. And I really love training there at Flemington and to have the backup of this place in Angaston is to sweeten the horses up. Like that horse, Royal Symphony, he'll come back here now. And I've got such variety here on this property that very few people have got to offer their horses, so it's really good.
And as you're saying, that variety of scenery, work attitude, ethics, the whole lot, it can just make such a difference to young horses where they're not seeing two white rails every day.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's, you know, good for their mindset and to keep them interested and happy. Mental fitness is just as important, if not more important, than physical fitness. And you can keep a horse going a lot longer as long as he's nice and mentally sound and happy.
Well, last season you bit the bullet going into it and spent a bit of money and bought some good yearlings, and that really paid off. Haydock and a few of those, you had a terrific run. So does this coming season promise just as much?
Yeah, it does. It does, Sean. I've still got 50 unraced 2-year-olds, two turning three, and they're horses I really like. So I've been extremely patient, and I expect my patience to be rewarded. So I think I've got lots to look forward to.
Would you say, there's a fair comment, I reckon there's a lot of midwinter form we're seeing at the moment that's going to stack up a bit later on. Traditionally, it was the off-season, but there have been like babies that have been kept back a bit. We're seeing them come out now and going, holy hell, you can gallop.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I think the old days where people say, oh, well, the winter racing, it's changed around quite a little bit. And I must say, down south here, we've had a very dry winter, so the tracks haven't been, you know, they're traditionally heavy tracks this time of year. We've been racing on good threes. So I think this winter form will stand up for sure.
Well, congratulations on the weekend. It's always exciting when you get one that can, another new one that can gallop, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, Sean. And we're very pleased to have him. And I'm looking forward to getting him back so the public can see him in the spring. But he's got a bit of a following now, this horse. He's created a following. And let's hope we can place him to advantage.
Terrific. Good luck. Good to catch up. Good luck, Tony.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Tony. Tony McAvoy, always a pleasure to catch up with him. That horse is very smart indeed, Royal Symphony.